Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Yud Beis, mitzvah 312. This is the 50th mitzvah, 50 out of 63 in Parshas Emor, and it is the third mitzvah related to Rosh Hashanah. We had the Aseh of Shvisa of Rosh Hashanah, the Los Aseh of doing Malach on Rosh Hashanah, and today we have the Karban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk says, the more expanded version of all of the Korbanos Musaf are in Parshas Pinchas, but this one is here in Emor, and therefore the Chinuch counts it right here. It says the Chinuch, "La'akriv Korban Musaf b'yom Rosh Hashanah." It's a mitzvah to makriv the Korban Musaf. Shnei Emor, "Ubachodesh Hashvi bechal lachodesh v'chulu." V'asizim ola l'reach nichach. You should bring an ola. Ubeseder Pinchas maskir haKorban ba'arucha. That's where we have the Korbanos Musaf at length. The Kolin Yana Kamosha Kasati Musaf of Pesach, as I mentioned already in the Korban Musaf of Pesach in Reish Tzadik Tes, as we had a couple of weeks ago, or either in the context of Korban Musaf of every day of Pesach bringing the same Korban. So that was what we discussed then. The messages of bringing a special Korban on these holidays in order to affect us. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph, he quotes a very important Machlokas Rishonim. Fascinating, actually. We know that Rosh Hashanah, the day that we're talking about, happens to also be Rosh Chodesh. And it happens to always fall out of Rosh Chodesh. There's no other holiday except for Chanukah, which has a Rosh Chodesh in it. But Rosh Hashanah is always Rosh Chodesh. The question is, we know that there is a Korban Musaf for Rosh Hashanah, as described here, and there is a Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, as described in Pinchas. The question is, and this is a Machlokas Rishonim, exactly which part of the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh was brought on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Pasuk, if you look closely, Uvrashech HaChechem in Parshas Pinchas, what we lay in every Rosh Chodesh, Uvrashech HaChechem Tekrivu Olah Hashem, every Rosh Chodesh you have to bring a set of Karbanos Olah, Parim Rebakar Shnayim, two cows, one aisle, and seven sheep. That is the set for the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And then the Shlosh Esronim LaParsha Esronim LaOyel, V'chulu V'Yisaron Yisaron Tzolos LaMincha, V'Niskehem. And then the last Pasuk, Zos Olas Chodesh B'Chachol L'Chashi Hashana. This is the Ola that one brings on Rosh Chodesh. And then the Torah adds, U'Seir Izim Echad L'Chatas L'Hashem. And one Seir L'Chatas. Al Ola Tzatam Ediyasa V'Nisko. As described in Masechah Shavuos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to bring a Seir on Rosh Chodesh because to we he was Mema'it the Levana. Various discussions what that means in the beginning of Masechah Shavuos. But there's a set of olos and there's one Korban Chatas besides the olos on Rosh Chodesh. So the Rishonim discuss that if you look in the context of Rosh Hashanah, in the Musafs of Rosh Hashanah, the Torah tells us, Ubachodesh Hashvi'i, Be'echal Lachodesh, there in Perachav Tesem Pinchas, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, Komalechaz Avod Olos Asu. Vathizim Olal Rech Nichoach, you bring the Olos for Rosh Hashanah, Parben Bakar Echad, Ayel Echad, Kvasa Meshana Shiva, V'chulu, Usirizim Echal Lachatas, L'chaper Alechem, and you bring a Sirizim Lachatas to be Mechaper, that's for Rosh Hashanah, Milvad, besides the Olas Lachodesh, Uminchasa, V'olas Atamar Uminchasa. The Torah goes out of its way to say the Karbanos of Rosh Hashanah are besides Rosh Chodesh and besides the Tamid. Fine. What is not said is, what about besides the Chatas? It only says besides the Ola and besides the Ola. It doesn't say Beferish besides the Chatas also. That leads to a fascinating Machlokas Rishonim between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Meshulam, quoted in Tosfos in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Tosfos in Maseches Beitzah, and the Minchas Chinuch quotes it here as well. If you look on the fifth line of Os Aleph, Ki Rosh Hashanah hu Rosh Chodesh gam kein, v'ayu makrivim musaf zeh, chutz mi musaf zeh Rosh Chodesh, ach b'kasuv mevuar, milvad olas ha-chodesh, v'lo ksiv gam kein, milvad chatas ha-chodesh. Al kin ef shalom, if you just read the text of the Torah, says the Minchas Chinuch, it's possible to say, v'lo hayu makrivim rak se'ir echad, the one se'ir chatas that's brought for Rosh Hashanah covers the Seir for Rosh Chodesh also. Dainu Shal Yantif, not clear in the Torah. V'chadis Rosh Chodesh, you don't carve Klab Rosh Hashanah. You don't bring a separate one for Rosh Chodesh. That is the day of Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam quoted in Rosh Hashanah and Beitza holds that there, at least at one point of his life, he held that there was no Seir Rosh Chodesh brought on Yom Ad Rosh Hashanah. Rabbeinu Tam, right here, quoted Hikshalav. Rabbeinu Tam quotes a number of questions. Number one, the Tosefta. The Tosefta says there were 12 Seirei Rosh Chodesh. So if you don't have one on Rosh Hashanah, you're lacking one. So the answer could be that in the Seer Rosh Hashanah is encapsulated the Seer Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Hashanah is just super Rosh Chodesh. Vigam b'kedusha the Musaf. And also, it brings a raya from one of the piyutim in the Kedusha Musaf. Yiseda Paira Kalir, Reb Elazar Kalir. Machlokas, whether he was a Tana, whether he was a Rishon. But in that one of the piyutim, it says, Musve Chodesh Ashtei Asar. Then a parm shema v'ayelachar v'shivach v'asem sir chatas. Right? And there's the there are rayas. And says Tosfos, Minchas Chana quotes it here, that it seems like Rabbeinu Meshulam himself was Chozerbo. That you're makriv two seirim. And Nirmi Divar Rambam, because the Rambam says also, Yeser al Musaf Rosh Chodesh, sounds like you bring two. The Pnei Yeshua, other Achronim, are Machzik, the Das of Rabbeinu Meshulam, is Beduik and the Psukim, and don't worry about the Tosefta, V'chulu, because maybe it's a Machlokas between other sources, maybe it's Machlokas Tanaim, V'chulu. But, as I was just alluding, it could be that even separate from the sources, when all these sources that Rabbeinu Tam brought against Rabbeinu Meshulam, that our mitzvah of the Karban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, where included in the Karban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah was a Seir Rosh Hashanah, a Seir Chatos Rosh Hashanah, maybe, not only that it's a Machlokas, but maybe when you bring that, you're bringing that in lieu of, and that is really both. It's not just Rosh Hashanah. It's both Rosh Chodesh. What Rabbeinu Meshulam's point is, you don't bring a separate one because the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah can merge. Where do you see such a concept? That you can have blended Kedushos? This is a shiur two summers ago. I think I gave it on the Daf Be'iyun in the Daf Be'iyun section related to Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And that is, the question is, whenever we have 2 days that overlap, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Yontif Shabbos, or Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, which always overlap. That might make it different. But whenever you have that, how do we look at these blended Kedushos? Do we look at it as one Kedusha? Like hyphenated. It's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. It's Shabbos, Yontif. Or do I say no? It's Shabbos, comma, Rosh Chodesh. It's both. It's Shabbos, comma, Yontif. It's not both. It's not one new Kedusha. It's both. That could be the Machlokas, a few ideas that this might explain. Machlokas in the Turin, Siman Kuf Peches. The Torah quotes the Machlokas. What happens if somebody forgets Yalav V'Yavo on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? We know if you forget Ritzei, you have to go back. If you forget Yalav V'Yavo on a weekday Rosh Chodesh, you do not go back. What happens if somebody forgets Yalav V'Yavo in a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh meal? So it is a Machlokas. But in the Torah, the Torah quotes his brother that says Yechozerbo. Unbelievable. Yalav V'Yavo, why you're Chozerbo? You don't have to be Chozer for Rosh Chodesh. There's no Chiv, it's only because of Shabbos. So it could be that's the Svar for the Machlokas. If you say you're Chozerbo, it's because now this is one blended Kedusha of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Memela, even if I forget Yalav V'Yavo, I have a lack here. I forgot this one Chiv. Mashenkin, if I say it's Shabbos Kama Rosh Chodesh, I wouldn't say that. This also comes up beautifully. Maybe we'll talk about this again in a couple of days, about whether one is supposed to make Kiddush, if Rachmana Litzlan, somebody is deathly ill and they have to eat on Yom Kippur. So they have to make Kiddush on Yom Kippur. The Shulchan Aruch says that he just has to mention Yalav V'Yavo in benching. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, if somebody has to eat, it's Siman Tov Reish Yud Ches. What about Kiddush? The Magen Avraham says no. No Kiddush, Lo Tiknu Kein B'Yom HaKippurim. But Rabbi Akiva Eger says, if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, you do recite Kiddush. Because after all, it's Shabbos, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, and being Yom Kippur doesn't ruin that. After the Zeru Rakbi, according to the Magen Avraham, after the Zeru Rakbi Yom Kippurim, the Alma, Kivat the Kiddush Yantav Durabanan, Lo Tikro Klak Kiddush Yom Kippurim, Avol Yom Kippurim, Shechav Shabbos, Tachiyav Alam Mida Raisa L'Kaddish, therefore, you would make Kiddush. And the Ar Sameach, in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, argues. He says, no, what are you talking about? There's no Kiddush, even if it's Shabbos Yom Kippur. What's the Bir Hadavar? So it could be that according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's Shabbos Kama Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, if it's Shabbos, I have to make Kiddush if I'm eating. Usually I'm fasting, but if I'm eating, I have to make Kiddush. Mashiach in the Ar Sameach says, no, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It's one new Bria, one new identity, and therefore, one would not make Kiddush no matter what. Where else do you see this? One other fascinating Machlokas, Achronim. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe in Arachayim in Chelek Dalet, Simen Ayin, Os Yudalet, Dalet Ayin Yudalet. Somebody was in jail on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh morning. And he didn't have a sitter. See, he davened. What did he daven? He davened chakras. And then he davened Musaf, but he davened Tikanta Shabbos. He didn't know how to get started by heart. So he said Tikanta Shabbos. Later that day, he gets out of jail. So now he can daven musaf. He goes to Rav Moshe and asks him, so what should I daven? Rav Moshe says, daven the weekday musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Because you already yotzei your Shabbos chiyuv, and now what's left is your Rosh Chodesh chiyuv, so you can daven Rosh Chodesh. Weekday musaf, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's quoted in the Sefer of Rosh Chodesh, called Sefer Rosh Chodesh, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's impossible. Today is Atei Atzarta day, it's not a Tikkun Shabbos day. So you have to say Atei Atzarta. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, this one Kedusha, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Rav Moshe, no, you were Yotzei Shabbos, and now you have to be Yotzei Rosh Chodesh. Again, this is comes up in various places. We'll stop there with this issue, but that could be what's behind Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam, all the kashas that Rabbeinu Tam asked him, it says 12, so this is Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh. It could be even if you don't want to say the others are blended, maybe this is blended because it's always blended, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. So anyway, that's the discussion of the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph. If you look at Os Beis, the Minchas Chinuch continues and discusses what is the Seder HaHakrava. We have the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, but let's say you bring some of the Karbanos Musaf of Rosh Chodesh for sure. All the Olos you bring, so you might ask, if it's blended, why is it only blended for the Chatos and not for the Olos? Okay, it's a Kasha. But, says the Minchas Chinuch, what's the order? As the Mishnah says at the beginning of the ninth parak in the tenth parak in Zvachim, Kalatadir, that Seder HaKrabasan Musaf Shal Rosh Chodesh Kodin, the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh goes before Rosh Hashanah, b'pnei shehu tadir, because it's tadir. V'yemchal b'Shabbos, and if it is Shabbos as well, Musaf Shabbos kodim ba'achra Musaf Rosh Chodesh v'acharav Musaf shal Rosh Hashanah. Right, you go Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. You always have tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodim. As we know, the principle that comes up in many places comes up in Kiddush on Friday night. We pass in like Beis Hillel, who says first we say the bracha of Borei Pri Hagafen, and then we say the bracha of Kiddush because of tadir v'sheino tadir. This is why Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, for example, whenever we have two lanings to do, for example, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, you do Rosh Chodesh, because there are more days of Rosh Chodesh before Chanukah. Again, it comes up many times, Tadir V'She'eno Tadir. Good, and it comes up here as well. If you look now in the Minchas Chinuch and Os Vav, he quotes a suffix. This big piece of the Minchas Chinuch is all about the Shir Shel Yom. We know during the Karbanos Musaf and the Karban Tamid, the Levium were singing. As the Daf Yomi is learning right now, the Karban Tamid, the Levium used to sing during the Nesachim that accompanied the different Karbanos. Says the Minchas Chinuch, he has a suffik and he has three studim, what to do. Va'ani mesupik. B'Shabbos sheyesh lo shlosha shirim. There are three songs that you sing on Shabbos, that Levium sung on Shabbos. There was one for Shachris, one for Musaf, and one for Mincha. The Nisku Kulam Yom HaShabbos, this is the sugis at the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Shachris in the morning, they said the Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos. By Musaf, they said HaZivlach. What's HaZivlach? That is the six sections of Parshas HaAzinu. Rashi Tables HaZivlach. HaAzinu, Zachar Yemos Olam, Yud, and Vav. Right, the six sections of Hazinu before you get to the end of Hazinu. That's what they used to lane every six Shabbos, and they finish the cycle. Hey, the first week, Zion, the second week, V'chulu. And then by Mincha, they said other items mentioned in the Gemara there, Az Yashir, Michamocha, and Az Yashir Da'ali Be'er. And they were Chozer Chalila also by Mincha. The question is, what happens if the Musaf of Shabbos is Nidcheh? Meaning, let's say it's a different Musaf. It's Rosh Chodesh. It's any other day, Rosh Hashanah. And you're not going to say the Shir Shel Yom for the Musaf. The question is, what happens to the one that you were supposed to say? In Musaf Shel Shabbat Nidcheh Bimkomo, Kogon Shechal Dios Rosh Chodesh, the Shir Musaf, Perek Echem Yazivlach Nidcheh. So you're not doing a Zivlach. So now, do they all bump? Or do you just take away that one? Im Omrim, this is his first side. Im Omrim Hashir Hazeh Shel Musaf B'Mincha V'Shir Shel Mincha Nidcha B'Mkoma. Do you bump the Musaf down? You do a Zivlach by Mincha, and you don't do the Az Yashir. Kiyu Shayach L'Mincha Gamkein. That's one option. Or do I say no? Olo Yitcha V'Shir Shel Musaf Nidcha. No, just the Musaf gets knocked out. The Zivlach gets knocked out, doesn't get knocked down. And by Mincha, you do the regular thing. What you're supposed to do? V'Lo Matzasi Zeh Mevur. Says the Minchas Chinuch. I don't know. Vitzadarishon near Yoter, I think the Rishon. Why? Dudomer legamre lechalamoid sukkis. It's similar to chalamoid sukkis that whenever Shabbos comes, the last one is going to get knocked out. But then he has a third sod where he says in the next paragraph, and here he is daiti, and this is what he likes. who says anything has to be get knocked out totally? Dimchal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbes Shahaya Hashir d'Shabbes Nincha b'Musaf. If the Musaf gets knocked out, Mashlim also b'Mincha. You just do a zivlach by Mincha with whatever else you're supposed to do by Mincha. The Omrim Shnei Parshios Parsha Achas, the Musaf or Parsha the Mincha. You say both of them. Aye, you're usually not supposed to say more than one shir, but this is one theme. It's both Shabbos. Two shirim are where they're different. The Dafka b'shir mechulakim. Aval, first white line. Hanu kulu shayachim l'Shabbos for Shus Lomar Yoser. The Chazal tignu Lomar Parshas Achas l'kol shir. But still here, I don't think that it would be a problem. He says Kain Niril and he has Daiti for Abu Seinu Lo Biru Lanu Adinim Halalu Ad Yavo Moret Tzedek. We have to wait for Mashiach to find out exactly what we're going to do. So he has these three possibilities. What happens to the shear of the carbon musaf when it is pushed aside, the regular Shabbos one is pushed aside? The shear shel yom that we have every day is obviously connected as a zecher to these shirim. It's already quoted the Rambam. Some say that it's from the Arizal. It's not from the Arizal. It's before the Arizal. The Rambam at the end of Sefer Ahava in his Siddur already has the minhag of saying the Shir Shoyom. And then the Torah quotes it, and the Ramah quotes it, the Shir Shoyom. The Shir Shoyom, question exactly, should it be said after Shacharis, after Musaf, Ashkenazim, Sfardim, all different minhagim? Either way, the post can point out that even if the Shir Shoyom was said with the Tamash al Shachar, some of the minhag of saying it after Musaf, because it's a zecher. You don't have to be so machped in terms of saying it in the exactly the correct spot where we want to say it. Once a zivlach comes up, just to mention an important machlokas related to hazivlach, where it just came up in the Menchas Chinuch, the six sections which they broke up hazinu in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Tav Chav Ches, at the end of Chelek Dalet of the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Parshas hazinu, mechalkin parshioseha, kederach shahayu mechalkin also b'mikdash. Hazinu is the only parsha in the Torah that you're not allowed to make osafos. The Shabbos of Hazinu, there's no osafos, at least in the first six sections. You're not allowed to. It's a fair Shulchan Aruch. Shayikoran Hashira Pamachas L'Sheshes Yimei HaShavua. They used to say the Shira one time, L'Sheshes Yimei HaShavua, V'Simin Haziv Lach. Right, Haziv Lach. Hazinu Zachar Yarkiveo Vayar Luchachmu Ki Esa El Shemayim El Sof HaShira. Vashvi Karemi Sof HaShira Sof HaParsha. So at the end, one can make osafos. That is the Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to have osafos. Adds the Ramah. The Dafka b'Shabbos mechalken aparshios. Only on Shabbos this is ma'akev. Avol b'mincha b'Shabbos v'sheni v'chamishi in lachush. But by mincha and Mondays and Thursdays, you don't have to be worried about it. And that's why in most shuls, in most places, the minhag is that on Mondays and Thursdays of Hazinu, they don't break it up into Haziv Lach. They don't. It will be much longer. That's what they're based on the Ramah. The Ramah says you only have to be worried about Shabbos, not by Mincha or on Mincha Shabbos or Monday and Thursday. Rav Soloveitchik was makpid for this Shulchan Aruch against the Ramah, and therefore in his binyanim he made them say Haziv Lach even during the week. If anybody's ever on a Monday, Thursday in a shul and they start going much longer for Hazinu, so then one has to realize that it is based on this Shulchan Aruch that one is being makpid for. Good, that's Haziv Lach. What else can we talk about related to Rosh Hashanah? Related to Rosh Hashanah, again, there's a lot more here. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simit Tavkuf Pei Gimel, talking about the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. There is a minhag of Rosh Hashanah. We spoke about this a little bit a couple of months ago. That is to have the Simanim. Simana Tava. It's based on a Gemara in Maseches Krisus. That we eat certain items on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, maybe on the second night too, but the minhag is really the first night, in order to have a Simin Tov. Ye Adam Ragil Lechob Rosh Hashanah Rubia Tilton, Karsi, Silko, these dates and leek and gourd and fenugreek, all these other items, and say Yehiratzon, Shiyabuz Chuyasenu, Yikarsu Sonenu, all of these types of simanim that are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah adds the apple and honey to say Tischadi Shalena Shana Tova Musuka, and the Shulchan Aruch said the head of a sheep, the head of a fish, all different types of simanim that we have. The Shaila related to Rosh Hashanah is, why isn't this an issur of Nichush? Nichash, as we discussed back in Mitzvah Reish Mem Tes, Mitzvah 249, we spoke about the Isra of Nichash, doing something and taking Simanim, and the poskim already asked, why isn't this Nichash? So we have to remember some of the Rishonim's word that we mentioned then, and that is the Chiddushi Aran. The Chiddushi Aran in Chulin says that why wasn't a Nichash for Eliezer Eved Avraham, based on the Gemara? Why wasn't a Nichash for Shaul in terms of who's going to kill Goliath, can marry my daughters? So the answer is because there's logic to it. There's logic to it. Anything that's logical, that makes sense to us, so then it's not a problem of nichush. And therefore, it makes sense for whoever's the Baalos Chesed is going to marry Yitzchak. Whoever is going to beat Goliath will have Siyata the Shmaya, they can marry my daughters. Or here too, these are Simonim Tovim. It makes sense. You have a lot of seeds, so it makes us think. The post can point out that you're allowed to say the Yeratzel even without the foods. Maybe the foods are just the Hechi Timsi to remind us. But really, it's really davening. That's not nichush. That's just using objects as hechi timsis for me to really feel what I should be feeling on Rosh Hashanah, and in that way, daven probably to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this Yom Hadin. Okay, this is Rosh Hashanah. Again, there's a lot more we could speak about. The problem that we didn't get to yesterday, and that I'll just mention the problem, and that is the chinuch mentioned in yesterday's mitzvah related to Rosh Hashanah, that Aseres Yimei Tshuva, which Rosh Hashanah is the first 2 days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, is a time for the Beinonim. And the Beinonim have to become tzaddikim. And the pashas is, the chinuch had a different definition, but if you look in Rashi, if you look in the Rambam possibly, a Beinoni is somebody who is Mechsa Chayim, Mechsa Zakai, Mechsa Avonos, and Mechsa Zechuyos. And therefore, during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we have to tip the scale. The problem then is the language of the Rambam. When the Rambam says what a Beinoni has to do during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, he says Kishayase Tshuva. If he does Tshuva, then he'll be Zochan Yom Kippur. The question that all the Echronim ask is why Tshuva? He should be able to do any mitzvah as long as he does more mitzvahs than Averos. So then Memela, he'll tip the scale. So many answers given. Just to give one very sharp answer on the ball, Avita Shel Torah, and that's from the Emek Bracha, Rav Parmanshik. Eric Bracha points out that Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yimei Tshuva, isn't it interesting that we're doing, they're all Aseres Yimei Tshuva, but it's the first 10 days of the following year. How are we able to do Tshuva now? The year's over. Rosh Hashanah is the first day. We said Rosh Hashanah Lishanim, right? Abba Alinu L'Tova, next year, Rosh Hashanah will be Tavshin Ayin Gimel, the first day. So how can we do Tshuva then on all the rest for the previous year? Says the Eimek Bracha, you're right. We can't do more mitzvahs to add it on to the previous year's camp, but the only thing we could do is to erase Averos. If we erase Averos, then Memela, the mitzvahs will be more than the Zechuyos. That's why the Rambam says, because Kishayase Tshuva, because that's the only thing really you could do. Adding on more mitzvahs goes into the account for the following year. Mashenkin, if I do Tshuva, if I wipe away certain mitzvahs, if I wipe away certain Averos, so then Memela, the mitzvahs could overcome and tip the scales. That's one answer given. There's others. The Risla Bluzer has an answer, and the other Achronim. But either way, we'll leave it at that. But Hashem, next time, we get into more mitzvahs, the five mitzvahs that talk about Yom Kippur. As we keep going through the Moadim, we did Pesach, we did Shavuos, now we did Rosh Hashanah, and now we are up to Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Those are the two that are left here in Parshas Emor, as we have only 13 mitzvahs left to Parshas Emor.